So, meeting being called to order at 7:36 p.m. Welcome, 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 all the unicorns. For those of you joining our call that do not know who I am, my name is Teresa. I am the vice president of the Unicorns of Diving, and our illustrious president, Justin Lovett, is out of town this weekend spending time with his family. So, the pleasure of hosting this meeting is all mine. So, welcome. So a couple things I just wanted to cover. We've been off to a very busy start this year, so I'm super excited about that and what we're doing. There was a Memorial Day weekend camping and dive trip for anyone who attended or missed it. It was the Chocolate City Divers, which is a new club, and the Unicorns of Diving, and they were at Devil's Den and Blue Grotto for Memorial Day weekend diving and camping. And from what I hear, it was a fantastic time. So if anyone has not had an opportunity to do one of the camping trips, they're a good time. Devil's Den, Blue Grotto is what they hit up. It was great. So for all the people that attended and wish to attend, don't forget, and I'm going to say it a lot, to like, subscribe to the Unicorns of Diving website and to the calendar. When you go onto the Unicorns of Diving website and click on the events tab, there is a place where you can actually subscribe to the calendar. So if you missed out on the dive and camping weekend, if you've missed out on any of our events so far this year and you don't want to miss any more, make sure that you go to the calendar and subscribe. And if you don't want to have another subscription to a calendar, you know, work calendars and things like that, I know how that goes, just make sure you check the website or our Facebook page, and it will also keep you updated. We try, and by we, Jeff tries to keep everything current all of the time. Our upcoming events, we have a Juneteenth dive. So our Juneteenth dive, we're doing it not quite on Juneteenth. It'll be on June the 21st. We'll be in West Palm. So it's that Saturday. We have two dives planned, an AM charter and a PM charter. There are still a couple of spots left on both the afternoon and the morning charters. So go on over to the website and get that. And register for that. It will be with Walker's Dive Charters. So first boat out, meetup is at 7:15. So Walker's Dive Charters, and that's our Juneteenth. Also for celebrating Juneteenth, Black and Marine Science, BIMS. Our president is going to be joining with BIMS, and he will be certifying 14 divers, 14 new divers during that week. And as an added benefit, the Unicorns of Diving will be sponsoring a portion of the scholarships for those 14 divers to get certified. So we're really excited to add more family members to the dive world, to our dive family. July. So in July, we have Women's Dive Day coming up. Whoop, whoop, all the ladies say hey. We're going to be doing it on July the 19th in Pompano, Florida. There is still room, ladies. So please, please, please come on out and dive with us. We're so excited to celebrate our ladies in diving. And it's going to be a good time in Pompano. For all of those folks who have registered for the Roatan trip, don't forget to pay your deposits. Our deposits are due. So don't forget, make a deposit for the Roatan trip. And also for Fiji. Our Fiji trip is April of 2026, and there is still room. So if anyone is still wanting to sign up for their dream dive vacation, Fiji is right up there on the top. And it is April 2026. There are still spots available. You can go to the website and register for those as well and start putting down deposits. Want to give special recognition. She's not on the call right now. Hopefully she'll be joining, but to our very own safety officer and swim instructor, Mona Hill. We gave away a scholarship at our last Family and Friends Day to a youth for swimming lessons. So it is exciting to announce that the young man finished all of his training and is now a fish in water. And the scholarship, it is working out. So we have a young one now, ready and rearing to go in the water, not afraid and safe, and can save his own life. And hopefully it opens up a lifetime of water sports and diving for him. So special recognition. Mona is our hero. Let's see. I think that's all I have right now. Am I missing anything, Jeff?
No, I think you covered it all.
Yeah, everything else that's going to be coming up, it's going to be on the website. This summer, like I said, June and July, if there's going to be anything extra, any spontaneous dives or trips, if anybody has anything that they're doing looking for a dive buddy, don't forget to head to the website where you can go into our membership. If you're a member, you can log into where there's a directory of members and see if you can find a dive buddy in your area if you're planning to dive. Or if you go to our Facebook page, you can always post to see if you can get a dive buddy. Or if you have any exciting dives coming up, head on over to the Facebook page, post them, and see if anybody else wants to join. So if anybody comes up with anything big and they want us to, you know, add it to the club, make sure you send it to one of your admins. And we can also get that on the website and open up more diving opportunities. Any questions so far? Comments?
Ooh, I got a question. What's the water temperature going to be on the second day of diving?
It won't be 58 degrees. That's what it won't be. That's it. That's all I got for you, Tris. That's it.
Teresa said that it's her first time hosting, so she's hoping a whole lot of questions. So I think I started off so everybody can hit her up a bunch of questions. Silly behind questions. Just to keep it live.
No, sir.
Yeah. Sorry, I have a question about the 14 people who are getting scholarships to become certified.
Yes.
Can you talk more about that as far as the requirement to become one of those 14?
Well, they've already been selected. It was done through Black in Marine Science.
Okay.
So we're helping to sponsor some of the scholarships for those divers. And then Justin will be hosting the class to certify said divers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my sister wants to become certified, but she's kind of reluctant. And I was hoping if there was a way to get her into something like that, she might try it out.
Well, the next time we host a Tri Scuba event, you should get your sister out. Is she local in the Florida area?
Cocoa area.
Okay. So maybe the next time we're hosting one of our Tri Scubas or one of our training events, we might be able to get her out and get in the water so she could get comfortable to see if it's definitely something she would want to do. We don't have anything on the calendar just yet for our training. It's just something we've been kind of talking about possibly for next quarter and or another Tri-Scuba smaller scale. But that we will put that out on the website and on the Facebook page when it occurs.
Okay.
So keep an eye out for that.
So I have a question. My name is Elise McCants. I'm a really might as well say new diver. I just got my certification last year.
Welcome. And,
thank you. I already know I don't want to dive in cold water. I've tried it and it just is not comfortable. But with that being said, I don't have a dive buddy. I'm between Michigan and Alabama. And I want to get more experience. However, most of the people I see on like Facebook and these platforms, they're experienced divers. And so how can I connect with someone who is experienced and can help me, but would be patient and tolerant with someone that's new. I'm going for a refresher class in a couple of weeks, since it's been in like a year since I've done a dive. But I want to participate in like the events that you just mentioned, but I don't want to be a fish out of the water and making it a bad time for other people and myself because of my lack of experience. So how can I get more experience? Or are you guys aware of someone who is, you know, a dive master and would be willing to be patient and dive and work with somebody like myself?
Well, you are in luck. The one thing I can tell you about Unicorns of Diving, if you make it to any of our events, even as a new diver, on every one of our dives, we make sure we have a safety diver. Okay, so our safety divers are our trained rescue divers. They're experienced club members and they're on every single dive, and their sole purpose and their job, their love, their passion is to make sure they buddy up with folks like you, Elise, so that when you're in the water, if it's been a while or you have trouble getting there just based on your where you're located, so you would always have a buddy that would be patient and able to kind of help support you in that arena. As far as Michigan, Alabama, off the top of my head, I don't have one. So maybe we can talk offline and we can maybe check with NABS or put out some feelers on our Facebook page and see. The closest I got right now would be North Carolina. We have Dive Master in North Carolina.
I'm willing to travel. They don't have to be in Michigan or Alabama. I'm willing to travel. And there is a good group that I've worked with before in Michigan, but they are not. They're very nice people, but they're not the same color, if I'm just being honest.
Okay.
So I would rather be with my own when possible.
We do have a club, Kelsey, they're in the Nubians, I believe they're out of Houston. I think it's Houston, Texas.
Yep.
Okay, so the Nubians are in Houston, Texas. The president, Kelsey, we can reach out to Kelsey. We have Ashley in North Carolina. And then, of course, always, you have the Unicorns. We have our clubs in Georgia. So, Pam, who is your dive master in Atlanta, AUE?
Yes, excuse me, y'all. I'm rolling my hair, so y'all get to do this with me. and I got my mask on. So, you know, we have Cortland, who is, you know,
of course,
bar none, the best, you know, around next to the Unicorns. I ain't gonna say that out loud. But also gonna say, Alice, are you, how far are you from Atlanta? Because if you want to come here, we can get with the team and get in the pool and practice a lot of skills. But I echo everything that was already said. You know, these are, you know, the Unicorns are some of the best divers and the most patient. So you wouldn't feel odd, but if you want to come to Atlanta, I'm happy to go to Marietta Dive Supply and work with the team there. Willie James is a dive master and he works at Marietta Divers Supply. So if you want to just come get your fins wet in the pool and practice, you know, happy to, you know, meet you there.
Okay. I will, thank you for that. I'll make sure I reach out to you because Atlanta is just a couple hours away. I'm in Tuscaloosa, Alabama right now. Okay. That's just a couple hours away. So.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Okay. Well, let everybody know, because I think everybody on here is happy to help.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good group of people. And I don't live in Florida, and I get down there and dive with them every chance I get.
So.
I'm all the way in North Carolina. I drive down on occasion. Well, I actually go on trips with them more than I do diving down there.
True. Very true, Tris. So Mona has just joined the call. So everybody give an applause to Mona. Woo woo, Mona.
Mona.
Our exceptional safety officer and swim instructor extraordinaire. What are we doing well and what can we do better? I want to hear from you guys. Anybody? And don't worry, I don't take it personal. I just give it to Justin.
So I would say something that the Unicorns do well is communicating about the dives. The timeliness at which you start advertising The ability to reach any one of you prior to the dive with one-offs. And also, if life happens and we're not able to attend, the flexibility around saying, hey, this is a credit or this is a refund, and how quickly it comes back to your account. And I would say that, you know, of all the organizations, this personal opinion, you know, I think the unicorns do it the best. And, you know, I attach myself to everybody. I'm like the, you know, the diver stepchild. So I've dealt with quite a few of the clubs. And I just want to say, like, I really, really, really appreciate that. And particularly for someone who doesn't live, you know, I'm like adjacent to each of the dive clubs that I dive with. So I really appreciate that about you guys. And that's the professionalism. Is just wonderful. So good job, guys. Keep it up.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pam. We love you.
I know.
What can we do better? Anybody? Not you, Jeff.
How come Jeff can't say something?
Because he might say too many things.
I didn't know. Okay, I'm gonna mute myself.
I said it. That become tasking.
Don't let her do you like that, Jeff. Don't let her do you like that.
It's all good.
Don't put Jeff in a corner.
I love Jeff, and he knows it. All right. Anything else, guys, that I might be missing? Yeah.
So, I'm subscribed to the calendar.
Thank you.
You put the link in the actual calendar invite and possibly a 5-minute reminder?
I'm sorry, the link for
the Zoom meetings. I know it's on the website, and I know sometimes you post it even in Facebook or whatnot, but if the link was actually attached or in like either the notes or in the location section of the actual calendar
so invite. Your comment is timely because I had a previous conversation with someone else about that today. Can you tell me what email application you're using?
My email? The calendar application?
Calendar. I don't know what I said.
It's
email.
It's a Samsung one.
No. I mean, are you using Outlook? Are you using Gmail? Are you?
I do. Yeah, it is a Gmail account.
Okay. So, all right. I got, Teresa, I got that for action. For some reason, it's not showing up for everybody. Like, I know on Apple, the link shows, but other devices, it doesn't seem to be showing because the link is a part of the calendar invite, but for whatever reason, you're not able to directly link from the calendar entry. So,
okay. And what about like a 5-minute reminder or something where I can get a notification?
Yeah. So a lot of that kind of goes back to your actual email, I keep saying email, your actual calendar application. Cause like it's basically once it's an event on your calendar, whatever reminder settings you have should follow suit with our particular event. So if you have I have a notification, and when I say mine, I'm using Apple iOS, but okay. You know, reminders, because I have my calendar events set up, if that makes sense. On my personal calendar is what I'm saying.
Okay, I'll try that.
Because unfortunately, the way it is, it's like for us, it's just you make you put the entry in, and then and as a subscriber to the calendar, whatever settings or configurations you have for your calendar software, that becomes the driving force behind the notification itself. But again, it's not the hyperlink portion doesn't seem to be working for everyone. So I'm going to have to pull the string on that one a little bit to see what's going on.
Okay. Something I guess we can work on this week or next week while you're on vacation. All right. Anything else from anybody else? Any shouts or kudos from anyone to anyone?
Well, I just want to say it again. Thanks for the unicorns, because that was my first dive trip. I've been diving for quite a few years. It was my first dive trip, and I used to just dive once or twice a year. And if I get four dives in, I was doing good. But now y'all done turn me crazy. And I can't wait to book the next trip.
I love it. I love it. Anything from you, Mona?
Sorry, I'm drained. I've been in the pool all day. But just an update, I guess. Our spring swim lesson winner, we finished up his course. It was a young man named Elliot. So that finished. He did really well. With a unicorn sponsored his swim lesson.
Yes, you are our hero. Teaching these kids to swim.
I can't think of anything else. I apologize. It's been hot, and today was like everybody's child was challenging me today.
Got it. All right.
Yes. Still worth it. But yeah. I'm looking forward to getting in the water. It's been a minute.
Same here. Yeah. Same. All right, family. If there is nothing else, if nobody has anything else, I don't have anything else. It was, as always, a pleasure seeing my family. And if you guys do need anything, have any questions that you think about later, concerns, you can always reach out. You can hit me up instant message on Facebook or instant message to one of the admins from the Facebook or in the member directory. My phone number's there. You can always call me.
Quick side note, this is the last weekend to sign up for the Women's Day Dive. If you haven't already,
right. Yeah.
We're giving final numbers on the 1st, I will be giving final numbers on the 1st, and then everybody who's already signed up expect to be included in chat where we'll discuss luncheon, t-shirts, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to do this thing up.
Yeah.
So excited. This is going to be such a great time.
Me too. We're going to show up and show out.
Yes, ma'am.
Every time.
Every time.
All right, all. That's it. Good night, beautiful people.
Thank you so much. You guys have a good evening.
Yep, you too.
Good night and bye.